is up, everybody? Welcome to this week's episode of the Dense Pixels Podcast. One gross Brad joined by my co-host Micah.
Hello.
I've been fucking around with software and settings and all sorts of other shit.
Yeah, you gotta get the salute right. You gotta get the stepping correct.
Yeah.
You're a part of the master race.
I do feel more elite than I did a week ago. So,
do you feel like you're a member of the super clique?
Maybe. All I keep hearing is that having RGB gives you an extra 10% frames when you're playing shooters. So that's what they say. Sorry, no show last week. We couldn't make schedules line up because we were all very busy, as we are wont to do sometimes. But because of that, we have a full ass week of news, 2 weeks worth of news to kind of get through. Let's start with Nintendo doing what Nintendo does best, and that is being incredibly litigious. Basically, they're leading up to the Zelda release, which is coming out in just a couple of weeks, and they are just throwing out copyright claims on YouTube left and right on people. Basically, they're just like striking everything that they possibly fucking can, because they hate joy and fun and things of that nature. One content creator, Point Crow, whose real name is Eric Marino, basically pleaded with Nintendo to stop striking down his videos and to at least open up a dialogue with him and other content creators, because this is a really shitty space to kind of be in, where you have a company that just like doesn't understand this or doesn't care to want to engage with their community the way that their community wants to engage with their games. At this point, they're even knocking down videos that have nothing to do with Zelda. That's how fucking they're going after this guy. They even took down a Wii Sports video that he put up as well.
You know, okay. We always joke about, you know, PC people who prefer to play games on PC being the master race. Mm-hmm. But it feels like Nintendo is the one with the draconian laws. I'm really trying to understand from their perspective, as not their perspective as a giant corporation, but their perspective as people who create some sort of art.
Yeah.
And, you know, don't want to see it butchered in any way, right?
Yeah.
I get that. Like, I saw this dude's video and he's like, well, you know, I modded multiplayer in Breath of the Wild, but it doesn't use any Nintendo assets and I don't encourage modding. But like, if you're modding it and you're advertising that you're modding it, you're encouraging it, right? Like, so I get it. At the same time, like, Nintendo is just like, they brought a nuke to a firefight.
Yeah.
That's
the thing, is that not only are they taking down like his Zelda, his Tears of the Kingdom videos that he's put up, but he also has been heavy into like the modding scene with Nintendo stuff and heavy into like the speedrunning scene with Breath of the Wild and stuff like that. And they're going after old videos of his as well. Like they're being really fucking petty about this shit. And look, and like, you know, he talked to a couple of media outlets and like said, this is kind of fucked up. And Nintendo saying, oh, well, like we're targeting piracy by modding, like we're combating piracy. And he's like, no, like I'm not selling the mods that I've commissioned. The code is custom, so it's not using any of your, you know, any of your assets and stuff like that. Like, it's just like you guys are just putting the hammer down on me because I dared to speak up and say something. And like you said, it is basically draconian. Like it's very heavy handed. It's like, oh, you dare to speak up at our poor treatment of you. Well, let us treat, you know, the beatings will continue until morale improves, basically, is the Nintendo approach to this.
I would love to get Carrie's opinion on this. I mean, she's very reasonable, right? Mm-hmm. Like, but she likes Nintendo games also, right? Like, so it's not...
I think she's too distracted by Thirst Trap Ganondorf essentially in this game. So she has to specifically to mention how Ganon is very attractive in this.
Is he a Chad bred? I don't know.
I'm not an expert on Chads. I can't speak to his level of Chad in the new game. It is cool that he's more than just like a like spirit or like an idea in this one. So it'll be interesting to see where they go. But yeah, just my plea to Nintendo, and I know you're watching Doug Bowser as you do every single week. Just be cool, man. Don't be dicks. Just be cool.
Man. The people in the Smash community know this all too well, which is why you don't see Nintendo. Why you don't see Smash in tournaments? Mm-hmm. Because Nintendo doesn't like people having fun with their games, and it's very odd, right? Because like, as an artist, you kind of want your art to be consumed in the way that you intended, but at the same time, like, if you were selling that art, like, you know, I could wipe my ass at the Mona Lisa if I bought it, you know what I mean? Like like I bought it, like this is mine. And then we get into like the thing where, well, you didn't buy it, you just bought a license to play it, and like, it's bullshit, man. That's bullshit. In my opinion, if you make something and you put it out there, like, that's it, man. Mm-hmm. Like, and then like, that's how art should be consumed. I see people with the wildest takes about TVs and movies, but like, that I know for a 100% fact. Mm-hmm. That is not what the creator intended, but like, that's how art works. Right. So yeah, man, Nintendo, like, chill, bro.
Yeah. Just don't be dicks. That's all. It's all that you got to do is just don't be a dick about it. And again, like, they only stand to benefit. That's what I'm waiting for. Is I'm waiting for the first, publisher to demand like a cut of revenue for when their games are being streamed on Twitch or something like that. Like that's the next, I think that's the next thing that we have to cross when it comes to this stuff. So
yeah, man, normally like these companies give, influencers copies of the game because they know that like, it's going to be free publicity, but like Nintendo is just going to be like, no, you pay me for the privilege,
right,
of playing this game. Yeah, it's weird, man. It's a little weird. All you Nintendo people. I used to be a Nintendo person, and I grew up. But y'all are weird, man.
Speaking of fundamentally misunderstanding your business, so Microsoft put out a curious tweet last week that said that they had to disable the ability to share game uploads to Twitter directly from your Xbox console or the Windows game bar on Windows. It said if you have the Xbox app, you can still share from there. And people's like, well, that's fucked up. Why did you guys take away a feature that's been there literally since the console has existed? And even before, because they had that feature on Xbox One as well. Well, it turns out that the reason that they did it is because our boy, Elon Musk, owner of Twitter, thought it would be a great idea to raise the API pricing structure for the Twitter API, meaning, so basically what other companies have to use to be able to share stuff directly on Twitter, now cost about $42,000 a month. And Microsoft decided we're not paying $42,000 a month to let people share Xbox clips directly to Twitter from our console. To which I say, yeah, good call. Like I don't really care that Microsoft is a fucking $1 trillion, you know, $3 trillion corporation. That doesn't really matter to me. Elon Musk spent $44 billion to own and operate Twitter, and he fundamentally does not understand how it works, as we've seen with the blue checkmark fiasco that happened last week, as we've seen with the many, many decisions and moves that he's made on that platform. Since he bought it about, what, 6 months ago at this point. The dude was a serial poster and doesn't understand what made Twitter, essentially. Like, he thinks the platform is the content that can be monetized, and it's not. The content is the content that can be monetized. The platform is the base where it happens, and trying to monetize the platform is going to get you exactly nowhere. You fucking idiot. You clown.
Yeah, man. That's why all these conservatives, get your politics out of my video games. That's why all these conservatives were trying to start their own Twitter-esque social media thing, mm-hmm. right? Like, it just so happens that Twitter is, you know, the brand, the Kleenex, the Xerox, the Band-Aid, mm-hmm. and it's the one that everyone uses and associates with it. But it's not, yo, if something else were to take off, like, Twitter would be done. Yeah. And that's the thing. We've seen it happen in the tech space. Anybody remember Friendster or MySpace?
Yeah.
You probably don't, listening to this, because you're youthful. And we are bitter old men who remember Napster. Remember Napster, Brad?
I do. I used to use Napster all the time, and then LimeWire once Napster got sued out of existence.
So, I mean, look, I wouldn't be surprised if Twitter went the way of, you know, the dodo, the tech dodo. But and it seems like it's going to get there a little quicker with this dude at the helm.
I mean, I can't. It's almost impressive the speed to which he turned the blue check mark into a desirable bit of flair that was so desirable it had to be democratized, according to him. And literally overnight it turned from that into like a scarlet letter where people who... So like Twitter basically, like, after they took down the badges from everybody that wasn't paying for their subscription, basically started giving the badges back to people with high follower counts because they didn't want the stigma that was quickly being attached. And then you have celebrities out here like, I didn't pay for this. Get this off my fucking profile. It's incredible the speed to which that turned around. And the API is no different. Like, all an API does is it makes it easier for people to interact with your platform. Like when you let your API be available with all these other services, you are encouraging people to post to your platform. And again, the content that's user-generated is what you can sell if you're Twitter. That's how social media works. Like, it's like, you know, we as the users, we are not the users, we are the product. And and the advertisers and people like that are the people who are the paying customers for that service. I don't understand how he doesn't understand that. And I don't understand how he spent $44 billion to not understand that.
Well, because you're not a genius.
Apparently.
Bro. You're not a genius.
Yeah. And I mean, nice to see that Twitter's being run the same way that basically all of his other companies are, because, you know, what is all of his companies have in fire or have in common? They all, you know, catch on fire constantly, so.
Oh, man.
Dude, that man moved up a rocket launch that wasn't ready because he wanted to launch a rocket on 420. That's the level of fucking genius that we are dealing with here.
It amazes me. I listen to a wide variety of people, and I listen to them, but I don't like hear them, right? But I listen to a wide variety of people because I need to get I need as many different like opinions as possible. I'm just curious like that. And some of the folks that I listen to happen to be older, you know, baby boomer-esque. And that it's amazing that generation is so obsessed with money and thinks that, like, money is a sign of intelligence.
Yeah, we talk about that on Look Forward all the time, how people do conflate being wealthy with being smart. And it's very, as many people have shown throughout history, it's very easy to be wealthy and not be smart. Like, it's not at all difficult to do.
Yeah, so. it's amazing to me how many people call this dude a genius, but know absolutely nothing about him other than he's rich.
Mm-hmm.
And Yeah, no, look, man, I'm not here to be like, eat the rich and all that shit, right? But, like I don't think billionaires need to exist. Like, that $999,000.
I'm not here to say eat the rich. I'm just going to take the most extreme progressive stance on rich people.
I don't know, man. I don't know. These people aren't as smart as you think they are. And a lot of them didn't have to work really hard to get it. Like, yeah. Elon Musk is a decent project manager. That's it. Who inherited a lot of money.
Yep. Like I said, he is the epitome of the old adage, born on third base and thinks he hit a triple.
Look, we're a fledgling operation. We want to be a gigantic mega corporation that buys up a bunch of other smaller corporations. More on that later. But we need your help to do that. We need you to go to youtube.com/densepixels and subscribe. And click the bell notification icon and tell your friends to do the same. And then tell your friends to go to densepixels.com/fans. If you go there, you'll be taken to our Discord. And when you go to our Discord, talk about all things gaming, all things wrestling, all things football, Premier League, soccer, you know, like the most popular sport in the world, not here. And a whole bunch of other stuff, including our post office, where you can send any question, comment, preferably gaming related, but we'll take anything. And we will answer it on the show. So that's how you get shouted out on the show. By going to densepixels.com/fans. Subscribe to all of our podcasts wherever you get your podcasts, including The Nerdpocalypse, Black on Black Cinema, Coming Distractions, and the weekly preview episode of the Look Forward Political Podcast. Boy, I cannot wait to hear the latest episode.
Yeah, watch me be a complete hypocrite from a stance that I took on the previous episode.
And for $5 a month or $50 for the full year, when you go to densepixels.com/premium, you get access to the backlog of all of our previous content, including The Airing of Grievances, No Time to Bleed, The Men with the Golden Tongues, Upstage Conversation, and the full hour and a half to 2 hour episode of the Look Forward Political Podcast. Look, $5 a month for Look Forward is worth it on its own. That content is weekly. And all of our other content behind the paywall is evergreen. So
yeah,
$5 a month, $50 for the full year at densepixels.com/premium.
And if you want to get a small sense of what premium's like, if you're not a subscriber, check out the Look Forward Show TikTok, which has been blowing up, apparently, according to Jay. So look, the Chinese love Look Forward Political Podcast. What can you say? Sega got into the acquisition game with a very curious acquisition. They have bought mobile games developer Rovio for $776 million. If you say, who's Rovio? That's fair. They're pretty much known for one game and one game only. And that's Angry Birds. They are the ones who make the Angry Birds series. Which came on to the scene back in 2009, if you can believe how long Angry Birds has been around. But yeah, they're basically just making Angry Birds games. And apparently that's worth $750 million. That's worth the amount that it took Fox News to settle a libel lawsuit with Dominion voting machines. Micah, did you know that there have been 11 different Angry Birds TV series since the year 2013?
TV series. The only other Angry Birds property that doesn't involve a telephone is they did a movie once, right?
They've done two, actually.
Oh man! And even when those movies came out, it was kind of like too late.
Yeah.
Right. Like, so I'm not a business guy, but I guess Sega sees something in Angry Birds.
I guess it must still be incredibly profitable. Like, again, I feel like Angry Birds exists in that space of gaming where we have a very large blind spot, basically. So, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, I mean, you know, I'm happy for the people who just got bought, but for $750 million. Apparently you guys are geniuses, according to some people. Mm-hmm. But I'm also sad that like another corporation just sucks up, ideas, right? Like,
yeah.
Like that's where the ideas happen on the ground, man. And for a corporation to just kind of like, okay, I'll take that. Right. Like, see like what happened with BioWare, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. It just feels weird to me. Like,
so there's a 100% chance then, right, that you see the Angry Birds pop up in the next Sonic game, whatever that is.
The next Sonic game, you know, Sonic stomps on those or jumps on those little robots, yeah, right? There'll be Angry Birds.
Yeah,
there'll be Angry Birds that just pop up.
Yep.
It's like, oh, all right. Well, there they go. That was worth $750 million.
In some more Sega news, a super majority of employees at Sega of America have announced plans to unionize to secure higher base pay, improve benefits, and a number of other goals. Basically, they've created a union called the Allied Employees Guild Improving Sega, or AGIS for short, which is very good. But they are the latest joining ZeniMax Studios, Raven Software, Blizzard Albany, to unionize in the U.S. In the video games industry, which is great. More unions, the more we get, the more commonplace this will feel. And then hopefully companies will not fight against them very much. So,
Yeah. I guess I understand why they didn't call it S.H.I.E.L.D. Mm-hmm. I think that's written, copywritten from another company, but, good. This is good. I think I can speak for you when we say we're pro union.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good. I'm happy for these people.
Breaking news, bombshell announcement, Micah. Street Fighter VI is going to have downloadable fighters, which they have confirmed the first four of, which are coming throughout the year after Street Fighter VI releases. You'll get Aki in the autumn of 2023. Actually, Rashid will be first. He's coming out in the summer. Then Aki, then Ed coming out in the winter, and then Akuma showing up next spring. Those are going to be your first four characters. They showed off some artwork with their designs. They also dropped a demo on PlayStation that I have not had the opportunity to play, but I'd have to imagine that you have at this point.
Yes. Yes, I have. First of all, I do not know what Capcom's fascination with white blonde-haired men is, but like...
I wouldn't limit that just to Capcom. I feel like that's a Japanese...
Like any hint of Eurasian or Caucasian descent, like you are blonde and white. It just is funny to me. I don't know. Yes, I have played the demo. The demo is it feels good. Mm-hmm. That game feels good. And I can't wait to play it, the full game. But the demo is the first chapter of World Tour Mode.
Mm-hmm.
And some practice stuff with Ed and Ryu. Those are the only characters that you can play. But you can create your character,
mm-hmm.
Which a character creator is robust.
Oh,
okay. Neat. It is like you see all these freak shows that that people are making. Yeah, man. Like that's nothing. Like it is for what that World Tour Mode is. Like I'm imagining that World Tour Mode now. It might be pretty hefty because you can spend hours quite literally. Like, this is no hyperbole. You can spend hours creating a character.
No, the way you can want. Spend hours creating a character. Most normal people will spend slightly longer than usual creating a character. Did they at least fix your biggest gripe with character creators? Do they at least have good black hair options in the game?
They have decent black hair options. Mm-hmm. They have a black hair option that I'll probably use that's not a bald head. Or number one all the way around, which is what this is. they have an afro. They have like a blowout afro that goes back. They have dreads, and I think they have one other decidedly black hairstyle. So yeah, I'll give it a pass. I'll give it a pass. Mm-hmm. But look, man, you can create like monsters and. Like you could create someone with like incredibly long limbs, and then like that determines the hitbox that your character has. You know what I mean? So each character literally has different hitboxes. It's pretty fun. And apparently, according to the showcase hosted by Lil Wavy, you can use those characters. You can to fight other creator characters. Mm-hmm. I would assume in like a special like walled off area. Right.
Probably like an unranked, specific mode. So
yeah, you're not gonna. So it looks fun. You know, it looks like a good time waster. It's not what I am buying Street Fighter VI for, mm-hmm. but it looks like it's a good time. They really feel like it. Really feels like they're trying to get a new influx of players in. The one thing about the demo that I don't like is that, one, it starts you at 30 frames per second and doesn't tell you that mm-hmm. you have to go and change it. So I was like, wow, this does not look good at all. But then I changed the frame rate to performance and I'm like, oh, okay, here we go.
60 frames per second, fucking pleb. I can't wait to play this shit at 140.
And the other thing is that the demo makes you forces you to use the modern controls, which is just like the four face buttons. You know, and one of those face buttons is just like a special button. I don't like that. I don't like the way the modern controls feel. I'm sure people who have never picked up a Street Fighter before, they'll probably have a ball, but look, I'm excited, man. I'm excited.
I downloaded it. I just haven't got a chance to check it out yet. So I will probably pop in there as well just to see, what's what. The last story before, we talk about Amazon, I'm not going to talk a lot about this cause we're probably going to talk about it a lot more. On Look Forward this week, but there is a video game tie into the story, so I feel it warrant mentioning. You may have heard that a couple weeks ago, Jack Teixeira, who's a 21-year-old Air National Guardsman, was arrested by the FBI for leaking classified U.S. intelligence that he attained through that was attained via covert means. The video game tie-in is that Teixeira ran a Discord server called Thug Shaker Central, that had about 20 to 30 friends in it, which was basically a Minecraft, Discord server. And, or I'm sorry, that's where he originally shared the documents. They ended up on a Minecraft Discord server. And the reason that he shared them was not any kind of like anti-government thing. He wasn't like sharing them with, you know, an enemy nation or anything like that. Nah, he just wanted to show people that he had it. Like, this is a 21-year-old kid that was like, oh my God, you wouldn't believe all the classified intel I got, bro. And his friends were like, oh, yeah, right, dude, classified intel, fucking A. And he's like, no, I'm serious, bro. And they're like, oh, yeah, dude, we're real classified. And he's like, check this shit out. And he just fucking uploads it and posts it on there. What an idiot.
Jesus Christ.
What an absolute idiot.
That's what happens when you live in the pixel-it-didn't-happen generation. yeah, that's dumb, man. That's real dumb. That's real dumb.
Yeah.
Especially for clout from your video game buddies.
Right.
Nah, man, I'm not losing my job over, you know,
Losing your job, losing your freedom. This dude's going to go to jail for a couple
years. Yeah, you know what I mean.
Forget the national guard. You're going to prison, homie.
Yeah, this is ridiculous, man. All right. This is weird, man.
Dude, don't like, if you're young and you find yourself in the possession or access to, you know, United States classified intel, don't share it with your friends. Like, just don't.
Keep it. Some common sense, man.
And there, like, the other part of the story, and again, we'll get into it more and look forward, is how did this 21-year-old Air National Guardsman even have access to this level of classified intelligence? Which is a fair question. And our classification system as a country is incredibly broken. But the fact remains, if you have access to it, what the fuck? Did you really think that you weren't going to get caught? Really? It's a government, man.
Yo, and they're giving these people guns, yo. I your brain isn't even fully formed yet at 21, right? I can't with this country, man. Maybe Jay has the right idea. Maybe it's time to get the hell out of here.
there's a way you can help us do that, listeners.
Yes. Go to densepixels.com/Amazon for all of your Amazon purchases. And when you do, you help us out by just doing what you normally do, wasting all your money at Amazon. When you go to densepixels.com/Amazon, we get a little bit of a finder's fee. You pay nothing extra, and you help us out. Now, let's see. What can I type into densepixels.com/Amazon?
Can't wait for this.
Let's type in National Guard.
Oh, God.
There you go. You can get yourself... you can get yourself a proud Army National Guard, proud Army National Guard mom T-shirt for Mother's Day, which is coming up for only $19.99 with 2-day prime shipping, only at densepixels.com/Amazon. Now, these aren't as ridiculous as I thought they'd be. Yeah. I thought it would be like, you know, well, all right, some of them are. Some of them have that like... That like tattered flag thing going on. It's like, all right, I get it.
It's good that we have an avenue for you guys to spend your money, because there are some things out there that you should not spend money on. One of those things, Ubisoft Plus, which has made its way to Xbox, which has a monthly cost of $18, $17.99 to get exclusive access to be able to stream and download select Ubisoft games. Which gives you access to basically their whole catalog, including new releases on day one. I have to mention to you, though, that this is more expensive than the $15 Xbox Game Pass, which does not limit you to just Ubisoft games. Instead, you get all sorts of games, including partnerships with EA, because EA Play is part of the $15 Game Pass. Why Ubisoft did not bundle that in with Xbox, I have no idea, but they went it alone with their new with their own service, and $18 somehow more. Like I feel like you can't go higher than Xbox is charging for their own one on the platform. I think that as a publisher you have to be like, well, that's the line, and we have to come in at or below that. But common sense be damned, Micah.
Yeah, I mean, if this should be $10 at max. At max,
I'll give him 12. Look, every all Assassin's right. Creed game, every Far Cry, every fucking, you know, all the Division games, the Crew games, all the Watch Dogs. Like, there's, I mean, Ubisoft has a lot of games, like, no doubt. And being able to play new games on day one, you know, is a big boon as well. So, like, I'll give him $12. If you're not going to bundle it with Microsoft and their service, I'll give him $12.
This doesn't seem like a lot of games, man.
A lot of games you actually want to play. That's the problem.
I guess. I'm not going to sit here and count them, but like, you're right. I don't want to play Zombie. I don't want to play Wheel of Fortune. I don't want to play Steep or Scrabble or Risk or Monopoly. There's two Monopoly games in here, man.
Yeah.
Two. And, you know, you say Far Cry, but, like, all these Far Cry games feel the same, man.
They do.
Like, and as much as I enjoy the Assassin's Creed games, they kind of feel, most of them feel the same. It's just pick which time period you like the best. Look, this isn't something for me. Are they pulling their stuff off of Xbox?
I have to imagine.
Yeah, they would have to, right?
Yeah. Have to imagine.
All right. It's still way too much, man.
Yeah, not for one publisher. Look, you gotta partner up with some people if you're gonna do this deal. So we go to the post office. You can join our Discord by going to densepixels.com/fans to ask us questions that we will answer on the show, just like Cam did, who asks who on the TNP crew is most likely to cause the creation of a new show on the network just so Jay could avoid them at work, a la CM Punk and AEW Collision. Yes, apparently CM Punk is coming back, and they are so wanting to keep him away from people that he had issues with in AEW that they're creating a whole new show to put him on. That's obviously a joke, but they are making a new show that's coinciding with the return of CM Punk.
Addition to Rampage, or is Rampage?
No, in addition to Rampage, yes. So they will be on three nights a week.
Jesus.
Yeah.
All right.
So, who would Jay try to avoid? See, Jay likes everybody, and everybody likes Jay. So I don't know. I don't know that any of us would cause this to actually happen.
Because she's not here, I'll say Carrie.
There you go. There you go. She can't defend herself. So that's the only logical answer. Mark says, has the game ever seemed like it would be fun only to have something so annoying in it that it tempts you to delete it forever? Not inspired at all by the trying too hard to be cool dialogue in Riders Republic. I'm trying to think if there's anything that's annoyed me so much that I've wanted to stop playing the game.
Something has annoyed me. One of the Final Fantasy games had something that really annoyed me, but it didn't make me not want to play it. But I got really annoyed by the cup noodle ads in Final Fantasy 15. I was just really mad at it.
I'll tell you, if I was an NBA 2K player, if they when they started putting those commercials before the games that were unskippable.
Jake from State Farm guy. There's a whole ass commercial.
I haven't really played the 2K series, but I feel like that's the correct answer. Like, they literally have Jake from State Farm in like the My Player mode. In the career thing they have where he's like your neighbor. And he says the line, and your player remarks on it.
Yeah, you can unlock the privilege of being a walking billboard for yourself. Like, it's so annoying, man. Oh God. Yeah.
There you go. That's so annoying. It offends people that don't even play the game. That's how annoying the 2K stuff is. And then finally, Daniel says, you are in bumper to bumper traffic on the highway, and there's an on-ramp to your right that is also backed up. How many cars are you letting in?
One.
Just one? Now, see, I'm a big believer in the proper zipper merge. So a lot of people, like, as soon as they enter the highway, they try to move over, which annoys me because that's incorrect. That's not how you're supposed to do it. You are supposed to take the entirety of your on-ramp lane and alternate with the cars once it gets to the end of the funnel. That's how it's supposed to work. Yeah. I don't understand why people try to force their way in all the time off the exit ramp.
Here's something very local. Have you ever been on 70 trying to get onto 695?
Yes. Which direction?
Going towards northwest, Randallstown.
Yes. I used to have that commute every day. So
that merge, going from, like, it could be 70 miles an hour on 70. And then the second you get to that merge, everybody just doesn't know what to do. They just like, well, I guess this is a stop sign now, because they don't know how to do a proper zipper merge.
Yeah. weirdly enough, that exit had one of my most satisfying driving moments where I was going well above the speed limit on 70, which is a fast highway anyway. And this dude was like riding my bumper like hardcore. And it was really pissing me off. And this was very near the exit. So I slowed down to back him up. And eventually he found a space in the lane over and tried to get around me. As soon as he moved, I fucking gunned it. And so did all the other cars behind me. And it trapped him in that slow lane, which was very satisfying. If someone's going 10 over the speed limit, don't ride their ass. That's all I'm saying.
I love doing shit like that. Yeah. So look, we need to talk Netflix. Apparently, both of us need to be on the next season of Beef. that road rage show.
Yeah, man.
Like, one, I don't like taking a highway. I would rather sit in. I don't like sitting in traffic on a highway. Like, whenever I have to go to work, mm-hmm. I have to drive to another state. And I would just drive through DC.
I'd rather do that than take the fucking highway that you have to take to get to where you have to go.
I don't like it.
Fuck that bridge.
Like it at all.
Fuck the Woodrow Wilson. I fucking hate that thing. It's the worst.
So yeah, but no, I will let somebody over and then I will go. And then like that's it, man. Like I'm not here to be benevolent, right? I'm not here just waving people over. That's annoying, right? Like, there's people behind you, right? Be considerate. But at the same time, like, I'm not going to cut somebody off if I see someone doing what they're supposed to do. You know what I mean? I'll cut them off if they, like you said, if they're trying to, like, go past you, and then I'll just kind of speed up a little bit. Mm-hmm. And you know, whatever happens, happens, as long as I don't get in an accident.
Well, thank you guys for submitting your questions to the Dense Pixels post office. Mike, any new games that besides Street Fighter VI that you've been playing?
Not really. Okay. I'm still kind of playing Resident Evil. I haven't had time to play games recently because my son fractured his wrist.
Oh, no.
Not doing what I told him to do. I told him, hey, stop climbing on me. And it was just like, nope, and I'm just gonna climb, and he fell flat on his fucking face, and now he's in a splint. So, listen to your father.
It's good life advice. Started playing. So, talked about the E series. Enjoying that still. Falcom's other series, the Legend of Hero series, which has I think 10 games in it at this point. I've been playing the first one, which is Trails in the Sky. Which is a turn-based RPG that originally came out in the PS2 era. So that's kind of like what you're, you know, imagine that. And that's exactly what the game is. Like as far as the gameplay goes. And it's fun. It's got really endearing characters. It's got a very interesting resource system because the only way that you get gold, so like your characters are part of this group called the Bracers. Which are basically like private detectives, but they'll also like rescue your cat from a tree kind of shit. And people around the towns pay them to do jobs for them. And that's the only way you can get money in the game it's the primary way of getting money is doing these jobs. You don't get money from doing just random battles and shit like that. So that's been pretty interesting. The story is definitely taking its time to reveal itself. I will say, like, I'm like 18 hours in, and I don't know what the overarching story is in the game so far. Like, everything's been very segmented, and I feel like they're trying to build up to this bigger thing, but it's been slow unraveling. But the characters are all pretty cool in the game. They're all not annoying and very earnest, and which is the same of the E series as well. And I'm really enjoying myself. So if you were looking for a new turn-based RPG and you've slept on the Legend of Heroes series, recommend giving that a shot because you might find it enjoyable. That is it for this week's episode. So don't forget to join our Discord by going to densepixels.com/fans. Subscribe to this show as well as all the other TNP shows wherever you download fine podcasts. Subscribe to us on YouTube by going to youtube.com/densepixels. Click the like icon wherever you watch episodes on there as well. And you can follow us all on Twitch, twitch.tv/densepixels. You can also follow my personal account at densepixelsbrad. Carrie's up, it's Carrie. Terrence is apparition410. If I do start streaming again, I haven't decided if it's going to be on Twitch or YouTube yet. Because Twitch is, you know, like, hard, it's like more of a pain in the ass. But YouTube, like, I was in the YouTube gaming section, and it is really hard to fucking discover things. Like Twitch's content delivery is far superior, which is ironic, because that's all YouTube does, is deliver content. So you'd think they'd be pretty good at it, but on the gaming side, they're still lagging far behind. So we'll see what happens there. But that is it for this week's episode. Thank you guys so much for watching and listening, and we'll see you all the next time.
See ya.